year, we now see the majority nationalist town of Castledeirg having to tolerate a parade on the 1st. We've just had a parade on the 1st of July, a parade on the 6th of July. We have two separate Loyalist parades on the 11th of July. We then have a further two parades on the 12th of July and one on the 14th of July. So the nationalist community in Castledeirg are up in arms, not only about the proliferation of parades, but also the proliferation for the last 3 weeks of Loyalist flags in and around the town centre of Castledeirg. And people are just sick of it, to be honest.
And you're concerned that it'll stop people from coming to the town. There is a festival coming up in August, Derrickfest. It's going to be one of the biggest events ever to take place in Castledeirg. And you're afraid that the amount of flags will stop people or deter people from coming to this event?
Absolutely. I mean, the amount of parades and flags in Castledeirg is actually holding back the town of Castledeirg from moving on. In recent times, we've had a business grouping set up in and around Castledeirg to try to increase footfall into the town. They've run a number of very successful events, and there's more events planned. But the question has to be posed, who would want to come to Castledeirg to spend their money in Castledeirg or to have a meal in Castledeirg or to attend an event in Castledeirg when all they see is Loyalist flags dominating the area? It sends out the wrong message totally.